97X, Owensboro's best rock. It's Tatum, and you're listening to Tatum in the AM. And I am being joined today by the wonderful band Stackin' Eights. Hi, guys. What's up?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I'm super happy to have you guys here in the studio with me. And kicking it off, tell me a little bit about you guys. Who and what is Stackin' Eights?
Well, we are basically a Southern rock band out of Evansville, Indiana. And we are so excited to be here today. I don't know, what else should I say?
We're an original Southern rock band, but we write all of our own stuff, and we have an album out, first album, and we're gearing up to go back in the studio and do album number two, possibly in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, awesome! That's cool.
Yeah, the producer that's interested in us is the drummer for Charlie Daniels Band, Jack Gavin, and the bass player for Charlie Daniels Band also wants to get his foot in on it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they have the Charlie Daniels Legend Band that plays now.
Wow.
Down in Nashville and around the area as a tribute to Charlie. So,
right.
He's interested in producing this.
That's really cool. That's really awesome, guys. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
That's sick. That's really awesome. Kind of tell me, you said did you guys just record your first album?
All right, first, it was in 22.
Okay.
It's called Made in Georgia. It's still out on all the streaming services.
And what was that process like for you guys, the recording of an album, your first one ever? What was that like for each of you?
It was like surreal. Because
really?
Our producer was...
I can only imagine.
Yeah. It was cool because of Making Georgia, the mecca for Southern rock. You know?
Right.
Paul Hornsby was our producer.
Awesome.
And he produced Marshall Tucker, Charlie Daniels, Wet Willie. Tons more. His first band was with Dwayne and Greg Allman, called the Hourglass.
Okay.
So he's a legend, down there. And he produced us. We had some guest appearances on it. Chris Hicks from the Marshall Tucker Band played with us.
Awesome.
And Paul as well. He played the organ and keyboards, which is his instrument.
Right.
And it was, you walk in his office, he's got gold and platinum records all over it. Heard it in a love song, everything, all that. He produced all that.
Yeah.
So it was, after about 15 minutes, we, after our jaws got back up off the ground, he just come wandering out and said, okay, let's go to work.
Right.
Then it was work,
Yeah.
But it was fun. It was great.
It was fun.
We got the VIP treatment.
One of my favorite things that I love talking about when we're on stage is the first time that he heard our first single off of that album. He made the comment, he sat back in his little chair and he was all surrounded by, all the knobs and everything. And he leaned back in his chair, crossed his hands over his belly, and he said, that sounds like money to me.
That is really
And he was
really
talking
cool.
about that song. It's called Not Me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So where, if the listeners want to go and listen to any album or any music by you guys, where would they be able to find that at?
Literally any streaming service. So okay. Spotify, Pandora, Apple Music.
iTunes, Amazon, Music. any streaming service.
Okay.
YouTube.
Awesome.
You can go to YouTube. There's some videos on there. We did a Fender's Den of Sin broadcast, podcast down in Louisville. And there's some videos I was playing in the studio there. Just, we're all over the place.
Okay. So going from that, I kind of want to get to know, for you all, what does it mean to be able to perform on this type of level? What does it mean to be able to record an album, to be at this point in your lives and in this place with music?
The music we write, we get it all the time. People say, that sounds familiar, but I've never heard it. So it's that kind of music. It's really multi-genre, really. Some of our stuff is crossover. Mm-hmm. You could easily put it on a country station. It's heavier, but, and then some of it is just straight-up swampy Southern rock.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with
no. For me, and I know the rest of the gang, it's about the music. We just want to get our music out and let people and share it with the world. Whoever wants to hear it. Obviously, you can't please everybody, but we try to please most,
Right.
So that's what it's about to me. Just the music.
Okay.
Tell a story in every song.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I love that. And has music for you all, how long have you been performing or been in the music industry?
We have been a band for 3 years, almost 3 years, which is a fairly young band to be as far as we are.
Right.
And but we've all been playing since, you know, we were kids. I mean, I started when I was 13, and, you know.
Yeah, I've been singing since I was 6 years old. That's awesome. So it's all I've ever known.
I don't
known.
Have any musical talent, so when I get to interview bands, I'm always, like, jealous. I'm like, damn, that's nice. Well, that must be nice. I'm like, I have no musical inclinement at all. So I love to hear it when people have been doing this for so long, and they've come so far in their, you know, their journey with it. From that, I know you had spoken of performances. For you guys, what is it like to get on stage and see the crowd's reaction when you're up there performing?
It's the most incredible feeling in the world. There is absolutely nothing else like it. So far, my top memory so far is Lincoln Amphitheater when we played there this past year. It was amazing. Just the roar of the crowd and knowing that they are clapping and cheering and us on with our own music is an amazing feeling. Yeah. There's nothing else like it.
When you look out in the crowd and you see, I don't know, 3,500 people
singing
a song that you wrote in your bedroom.
Right?
It's kind of, it's a strange feeling. It's hard to describe.
Yeah. Really. Do you guys get nervous in shows like that, your larger crowds?
Yes.
Yeah, we get nervous.
Yeah. I know I would. I get nervous every morning before I go on air. There's nobody in front of me. So I couldn't imagine what you guys are doing, how awesome that is.
I think I'm nervous up until I put a foot on the stage and it's time to go grab an instrument. Yeah. Then the nervousness goes away and it's like,
natural.
I'm focused.
There,
we give 110% every show. Doesn't matter if you're 5 people or 5,000. We don't care. We play it like we mean it. So, and what's cool about our band is we're all from different genres of music as well. You know, I mean, we all got the background of the classic rock and the southern rock and the country and all that stuff. But our lead singer Misty, she grew up in the church singing church gospel. Mm-hmm. You know, so she's got that big gospel boy.
Right.
And Brother Preston here, our guitar player, he was in a band locally called Pick Your Poison years ago. And they were pretty successful. But that's metal, you know.
Yeah.
And Ben here, our brother Ben, our drummer, he's a straight up metal drummer, you know.
Yeah.
And me, I'm just a swampy old southern South Florida boy.
So, Mike,
yeah. So you know, you put all those together, and that's what.
And you guys have created something amazing.
Yeah,
you know, like, this is awesome that you are all from a different type of little genre and have come up differently, but have created something so put together and amazing. You guys are recording albums, doing shows, and you're all from different genres. I love that. It's like a mesh, and it really shows, because for me, music has always been something that brings people together. No matter what type of music you listen to, if you enjoy live music, live shows, the essence of being around other people who enjoy music, you can have something special regardless of if you have different tastes. So I love that it has brought you all together to create this.
Yeah, we get we have bands that follow us, everything from country, straight up country bands to death metal. You know, they like our music too, and so we gotta support each other.
Yeah,
and you know, it's what it's about.
That's exactly what it's about. The biggest thing is support. You know.
Yeah.
Going from that though, we talked a little bit about shows. What's coming up for you all? 2024. We're kind of still in the beginning of it. What shows do you guys got planned so far?
So around here, let's see, on April 27th, we'll be at Brasher's Little Nashville.
Oh, I love Brasher's.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we've got some other things coming up, like for the Eclipse on April 8th, we're going to be in Jasper at the River Center.
That's going to be fun.
And so, yeah, we're really looking forward to that. And then we'll be on May 25th, we'll be in Brandenburg, Kentucky at the Shop.
Okay.
So those are some that local people would be able to. Not so far away.
Okay, awesome. Yeah.
Well, local people can also buy tickets to go see us open up for Blackberry Smoke July 7th, is that right?
Yes.
Which, they're a great band.
Yes.
And we're excited.
And what is the venue for that?
That is the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater in Decatur.
Julian messaged me. I looked that up, and I was like, that venue is sick. I really liked that venue and thought it was cool. I was like, oh, that's going to be a great show.
Behind the stage.
Nice. It's really, really pretty. But going from that, you know, you guys do get to travel with this. How is that? Like, you are pretty much doing what you love and being able to travel wherever we'll have you or wherever the road takes you all. What is that like to be, you know, your job? You get to go around and do what you love.
There's no better job to me. I mean, it's you know, Julie, our manager, she keeps us busy, and we ask for it, and
right,
so she absolutely delivers on that. And it's just a great feeling, you know, you're seeing different faces and meeting different people and learning about other people and how they are and other towns. And
right.
It's just neat to go see how other people live, you know. But when you get on the stage, it doesn't matter where you're at. The music kind of brings everybody together. Everybody's kind of the same, really.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Sure. I love
that. We go from everywhere from – we have people in suit and ties and everything from that to – straight up bar fights in front of us. So we get the full effect, you know, but we love it.
That's awesome. If there was something that you all would want the listeners to know about Stacking Eights, what would it be?
I think if we have a message to put out, I say that loosely, but it would be, you know, embrace music. Doesn't matter what genre it is. If it's good, listen to it, you know. Doesn't matter if what label it's put on.
Right.
If it's good music, listen to it, because we do, and that's what we try to write. We try to write music that everyone can enjoy as much as possible, you know. So we're just a hard-working band out here, nothing fancy. We're a southern tribe with a hippie vibe.
I love that. I feel like I relate to that a lot.
We just try to have fun with it and bring a little fun to everyone that we meet. So I think that's our message, if we had one, you know.
Right, yeah. I love it.
We just bring energy to the stage everywhere we go. It doesn't matter. Kind of thing that I always tell people is that whether our kind of rule is whether we have 10 people or 10,000, you're going to get the same show every single place we play, because we don't know how to do it any different. We just love what we do and want to give that energy and that positive vibe to everybody that we meet and play for.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's hard to get anybody else to enjoy what you're giving them if we don't enjoy it ourselves.
Exactly.
You know, and there's a special bond that you share whenever you create something like this with a group of people.
Yeah.
And I think we all love it. We just try to show everybody that that's the case.
Yeah.
Well, you know, music is such an intimate thing, and the five of us, when we get on stage, or even in rehearsal hall, you know, when we're writing this stuff, we're intimate with each other in a way that's different from anything else, you know. We have this weird relationship with each other that is different from anything else. You
right.
Know? So it's a great journey. I'm glad we're able to do it. You know.
All right. So going off of all of that, like, where can people find you guys to be able to listen to your music?
So literally any streaming service you can possibly think of, we are on it, and you can find our album. Just look up Stacking Eights, Made in Georgia. And then we are on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. We have our own website, stackingeightstribe.com. So we're all over the place. It's very easy to find us.
Mm-hmm. Right. Or as we like to call it, Instadam.
For real, though. Is there anything else that you guys would want the listeners to know about you all at all?
Just come out and see us.
Come out and see them live.
Yeah,
you won't regret it.
Our album is amazing, but we are even better live. So if you want to get a good show and get your dollars worth for whatever venue that you come to see us, you will not be disappointed.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you guys for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
You guys have been great. I'm happy for everything that you all bring to the music industry, especially within Owensboro and the Evansville area. The 97X Local Rock Minute with Stacking Eights.